Sorry, see how my brain works? Anyway, I am really excited about this teaching series, Have You Ever Wondered? Because I don't know if you remember, those of you that were present on Easter Sunday, we had a ministry minute, and I ask you to take a minute to write down anything you've ever wanted to ask God or the church or a pastor, and I was going to do my best to search the Bible and study and find maybe some direction for those questions, if not answers to some of them, a biblical perspective on those. And so this is the beginning of that teaching series. And man, there were some great, great questions I have to ask. I'm sure I will be pulling from this file for quite a while, because what I tried to do was bring some together that I could hang together in a sermon, and some of those just didn't work for that. And so I'll be pulling those out throughout the year as we do that. But, you know, over the 14 years that I've been a pastor, combined with the years of my life before that, it seems that there are some basic questions that the majority of people have, and I received a lot of these types of questions from you, and that is there a God? Why do I exist? Why is life so unfair? You know, the old saying, why do bad things happen to good people, and why do good things happen to bad people? You know, those types of sayings. And those are real questions, aren't they? Those are real questions. One is, why does it seem that my life has no significance? That's a deep question, isn't it? Well, that's the type of questions that I am going to attempt to tackle and maybe bring a biblical perspective. And this morning, I thought a good place to begin was with God. The questions around God and regarding God and who God is and what's God up to and maybe is there a God at all. So, you know, I have to say before we begin that some people believe that to be a Christian, you have to check your brain at the door. You have to check your brain at the door. Well, I am not one of those people. Others believe that you have to lose your minds to be a person of faith. I am not one of those people. Some people believe that science and religion don't mix. Well, as many of you know, I received a comprehensive degree in chemistry and was a chemist for 5 years before answering God's call to go into the ministry. And so obviously, I am not one of those people. If I didn't believe that God could stand up to the scrutiny and intellect of our finite minds, I wouldn't stand up here every week urging you to live a life of faith, urging you to walk that Christian walk and to be God to other people, to be Jesus to other people, to think maybe what has happened to them today that maybe they're a little grumpy. Right, Bill? So, you know, I really honestly believe in the things that I stand up here and say. I do not just stand up here and flap my mouth, as many of you may think. I really put heart and soul into these things. So this series is for honest and inquiring minds that ask the serious questions of our lives, not just to be flippant, but the people that ask the serious, heartfelt questions. Do you understand what I'm saying?